I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Uzbekistan is in transition. The longtime president, Islam Karimov, died last week, and even as the Central Asian nation mourns, some people are wondering what a new leader will bring. Under Karimov, religious freedoms vanished and there was more persecution. It was communism's answer to terrorism, and that won't change. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says new laws forced a significant number of gospel workers to leave the country.
That has left the gospel work in the hands of Uzbek Christians. Obviously, they are uniquely qualified. They know the culture. They know the language. And so that gospel work is going forward, but it has looked a little bit different in the last couple of years.
And that means prayer. Pray for a smooth transition and ask God to give the church in Uzbekistan creative ways to share his story. And do you believe in the power of prayer? Well, we do. That's why we're always asking you to pray with us for believers. Our partnership with One Way Ministries supports this call through their PrayerCast videos. Executive Director Michael Thompson says these videos are meant to inform and activate the body of Christ to pray for communities around the world. And today, they're kicking off a new series focusing on the great cities.
The first city that we're really doing is Chicago. Chicago is often in the news as a place of great violence and gangs and many needs. Our teams this summer, in just a few months, we made 77 videos, one for every single neighborhood in the city of Chicago itself.
You can also sign up at prayercast.com. Just look for the Chicago 77 tab. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and it's sometimes pretty overwhelming. So let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. So join us on a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.